I seem to have created this meme in my community with this I don't think so cupcake thing. We laugh about it a lot at the men's group meetings in Fort Collins, and I use it in coaching. It's the I don't think so cupcake mantra. The whole cupcake thing, or you could use pumpkin if you want to be seasonal in the fall, it was created for one reason, and that was to help you. To help you stay in your frame, to stay in your confident mindset, and to help you stay in your self-reliant way of being. The whole I don't think so cupcake thing was not developed as a way to demean or belittle or intimidate or minimize women, right? Most guys cringe at the reaction that they might get if they ever use the word cupcake in an actual conversation with their wife or a girlfriend, especially if there's conflict or tension. It's rarely needed or even wise to use cupcake in that conversation with your wife or girlfriend, although I can think of several sexual situations where it might be entirely appropriate. But I want you to think about using I don't think so cupcake for yourself, to yourself. I want you to think about using it with a smirk or a grin, a shit-eating grin on your face. I want to give you three times in your life that could start today, where you can use the I don't think so cupcake mantra to help you change the way you're acting, your energy, your behavior. So number one, here's the scene. You're about to throw an epic fit. You're raging and you're pissed about something and you feel your body about to unleash. Just before it happens, in this exercise, I want you to channel your inner mojo, your inner John Wayne, James Bond, whoever it is your go-to guy is. And what I want you to do is have that guy put a firm hand on your shoulder. And he says, I don't think so, cupcake. And what he's saying is that he wants you to take a huge deep breath. And you look at him and you smile and you nod. And you know that whatever triggered you, that whatever made you almost melt down, it's gone. And you look at him and you go, thanks, cupcake. That's number one. That's for anger or rage that's boiling up. I don't think so, cupcake, can help you there. Use it on yourself. Number two, this is when your wife blames you or accuses you of something you didn't do, something stupid, or she's absolutely disrespectful to you. As soon as it happens, I want you to think about that emotional reaction you're about to have. You say to yourself, I don't think so, cupcake. In this situation, you're coaching yourself to stop that knee-jerk reaction. And then you start channeling the I don't think so cupcake energy to your eyes, to your facial expression, to your body language. You calm down with an unshakable and unrattleable energy, and you lean into her just about 1 inch. You make eye contact for 3 seconds. Not four, three. Then you back off, you rock back, and you move on to something else that is entirely more enjoyable than another damn argument. That's the I don't think so cupcake energy when used when you're about to melt down, when your wife blames you or accuses you or is really disrespectful. You move away in a solid mood with confidence, without anger. I'm not saying to disengage from her and let her walk on you or use you as an emotional punching bag. I'm talking about the I don't think so cupcake energy is all you need to say. She needs to see your unshakable strength and resolve that this will not stand. You don't need to tell her, I don't think so, cupcake. Tell yourself, get in that lion energy of knowing that that's unacceptable and communicate it with your body and your eyes. You don't need another damn argument. In that case, your body just said, I don't think so, cupcake. Number three is about when we're procrastinating. If you're procrastinating about something that you know you want to do and should do, it's an uncomfortable phone call or conversation, it's a project, it's a job search, or it's an email, or it's a promise you've made to a friend or a child. In this case, the moment you realize to yourself that you've been playing small, you've been holding back, and the moment you see yourself in this old habit, this old pattern of not taking action when you know you want to, say out loud to yourself, I don't think so, cupcake. Say it out loud. You smile, and then you move directly toward the thing that you've been avoiding. You move toward an uncomfortable conversation, or you move forward outside the drama that you're about to get into. You just step outside of it that you're about to get sucked into, and you move to a vantage point to where you can see what you're doing and how you're being, and you become an observer of yourself. You become a thinker of your thoughts. You're seeing what's going on. You respond. You don't react. I don't think so, cupcake. It means you expect more from yourself, and it means you expect more for yourself. And you act immediately. So the next obvious step you want to take, you take the smallest step in the direction you want to go. Sometimes it's the very smallest movement in the direction you want to go, but you know you own it. You know you've taken it. Those are the three things. I want you to use I don't think so cupcake when you're about to have a fit. You're about to melt down into an anger fit, temper tantrum. Number two, your wife blames you, accuses you, or is disrespectful to you. I don't think so cupcake. Number three, you're procrastinating. You're not living up to your own standards for behavior that you want. You want to break out of a pattern of procrastination and acting small. Tell yourself, I don't think so, cupcake. I hope you find that useful. We're going to be working on that in the upcoming retreat. We work on this stuff. We model it. We play with it. We laugh about it. But part of getting into the I don't think so cupcake mindset and energy is seeing it modeled by other men and then practicing it with other men and realizing it is a power within you. It's not something you use to attack or belittle others. It's a way to hold yourself accountable. So I hope that helps a lot. Take care. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.